Welcome to today's Mishnah Yomi. Today we will be covering Perek Gimel, Chapter 3, Mishnayos Vav and Zayin, 6 and 7. So Mishnah Vav says as follows, Ma'ase Shigadu Zekinim Yerushalayim La'areim. It one time happened that the elders left Yerushalayim and they went back to their respective cities. And what did they do when they got back home? The Gazru Tanis, they declared a fast day. Why? Al Shinira Kimale Pitanar Shidafon Ba'ashkelon. Because in Ashkelon, some of the grain was damaged by strong winds. How much grain? Enough grain to make an oven full's worth of bread. So remember again, this goes back to yesterday's Mishnah, where we saw the idea that a Makam Mahaleches, a dangerous situation which could easily spread from one locale to another, you have to go ahead and essentially take spiritual proactive steps. Even if the plague, the dangerous situation has not reached your locale, you take proactive steps to ensure that the danger will not reach your locale. So in this particular situation, the elders left Yerushalayim, they went back to their respective cities, and they declared a fast day because the grain was stricken in Ashkelon. And even though it wasn't all of the grain, it was just a very small amount of grain, there was a concern that this may represent a Maka Mahalechas, traveling plague. Va'od Gazru Tainis, furthermore, they also declared a fast day. There was a strange situation where wolves ate two children in the Transjordanian area. So remember again, the appearance of wild animals. And in this case, it's not just the appearance, it's the actual attack by wild animals in inhabited places was cause for concern. Once again, this could be representative of a Makam Mahalechas, a traveling plague. And therefore again, they proactively declared a fast. Rabbi Yossi says, Lo al she'achlu, it doesn't mean that the wolves ate the children, ela al she'niru. The fact that the wolves appeared in inhabited areas was enough to go ahead and cause concern and create a fast day, even in surrounding areas as well. Once again, the Mishnah highlighting the idea that when you have concern regarding a maka mahalechas, a plague or a danger that could easily spread from one locale to another, we must take proactive spiritual steps through fasting and through praying to avoid the danger spreading to another locale. Mishnah Zayin, al elu masrim b'Shabbos. So remember again, the general halacha is that we do not fast on Shabbos and Yom Tov. The Mishnah over here is highlighting the idea that there are certain exceptions to this rule. Now, the truth is, it's not just fasting, but the truth is, in general, we know that we avoid making bakashas. We avoid supplicatory pleas on Shabbos. And the reason for that is because engaging in supplications on Shabbos detracts from the aspect of Menuchas Shabbos, from the rest of Shabbos. Shabbos is supposed to be a day of rest. If it becomes a day of supplications, that could erode the nature of rest. However, the Mishnah explains that there are certain emergent situations which require us to engage in supplicatory or petitional prayer. So, al ilu masriyim b'Shabbos, for these circumstances, we would go ahead and daven for HaKadosh Baruch Hu for intervention on Shabbos. Al ir shekifu agoyim, for example, if a city was besieged by a Gentile army, the city is in mortal danger, you cry out to HaKadosh Baruch Hu for help, Onar. Or if the river overflows its banks and threatens to go ahead and submerge the city, you daven for divine intervention, for HaKadosh Baruch Hu's help. Va'asfina hamitarefes bayam, or for a boat that is being tossed in the sea, right? In turbulent seas. So once again, these are situations of imminent danger. So one can't wait until after Shabbos. Rather, one has to daven right now. Rabbi Yossi Omer, Li Ezra Velo Litza'aka. This is very interesting. Rabbi Yossi says, no. When we speak about the fact that Masri and B'Shabbos, you could cry out, it means literally you could cry out for help. So you could tell people, we need help over here, right? There's a besieging army. There is a river overflowing its banks. There is a boat that is about to capsize. So you can cry out for help, Rabbi Yossi says, but not for tefillah. Not for tefillah. We do not engage in supplications on Shabbos, which is really an incredible idea. So the Rav Shimon HaTimani Omer Af Ala Dever. Shimon HaTimani says, by the way, not only can you go ahead and daven a petitional prayer, a supplicatory prayer on Shabbos for a besieging army or for a river about to overflow its banks or for a boat that's about to capsize, but he says Afilu Ala Dever. The truth is, even if there's going to be pestilence or a plague, you could daven to HaKadosh Baruch Hu a supplication to help with that as well. Bolo Hodu Lo Chachamim. However, the Chachamim did not agree with him. Interesting enough, the Chachamim felt that the only time you're allowed to daven, or I should say utter a supplicatory petitional prayer on Shabbos or on Yom Tiv is when there is mortal danger. But the appearance of dever, of pestilence, is not enough to allow petitional prayer. Machlokes Shimon HaTimani and the Chachamim. Bosei, we will stop over here for today. Emir Tashem, we will pick up tomorrow with Mishnayis Ches and Tes 8 and 9. Wishing everyone a wonderful day.